Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome back to More To It, the show that takes a deep dive into the biggest stories in sports, entertainment, and culture. Start with headline news and then journey to deeper conversations, always finding those life lessons that are presented in every single story. I'm your host, Marcel Swally, that dude.
Oh, them elbows up today. Y'all know why. What it do, man? I like to go straight into it now. What's up with that dude? Oh, man. Feeling all this love out here in these streets. Messing with y'all in these comments. Yeah, I'll be hovering in them comments. Damn it, like cloud cover. I'll just be over there. Oh, look at that. Raining down love to y'all. Even when y'all say something critical or something hateful, I still got love for you because it sharpens my knife, man. Yesterday after the show, I had to film a PSA. Y'all ever had to do that? You know, even in grade school, we had to stand in front of the class and be like, okay, all right. We all say the Pledge of Allegiance, and that's cool, but now I got to make up this book report that I just studied and memorized and forgot as soon as I walked up here. I remember those days. I'm like, God dang, I'm nervous. Filming a PSA makes me feel more nervous than normal because I normally don't feel nervous. But when I got to remember, or it's a teleprompter there, and so when it's a teleprompter there, your mind shuts off. Like, I ain't got to remember nothing. Just read that. But then you're like, what do I do with my body? And normally you don't think about your body. So you see a lot of cornbread out there. I call them cornbread hustlers. So you watch some people who speak like this, the empathetic ones, you know, and then some of them, they do this little triangle. I love watching people who talk on TV. I watch their hands. And I don't know if I'm really reading anything into it, but I see people do all kinds of stuff. They be twiddling their thumbs, they be playing with pens. It's always something, though. Watch the hands. So in the PSA, while I was reading, and I did a good job, I could read a teleprompter. But damn it, I didn't know how to do my hands. I didn't know if to throw up the west side. I didn't know what should I did. Threw up the neighborhood. I didn't know what to do. So other than that, I look forward to seeing how that PSA comes out for my GoFundMe for Project Transition, the foundation. So speaking of that, you know my foundation is a foundation. I want you guys to log on to projecttransition.org. Win concert tickets, sporting events tickets, VIP excursions, yacht experiences, party with me. Another one we got coming out today is go to the LL Cool J concert with your boy and party it up. You know what I'm saying? That's the homie. So LL been the homie for a while. Rock the Bells, all of them. Shout out to them. So go to www.projecttransition.org. What's your old ass saying www still for? Hit the donate button and enter any amount. Make sure the donation frequency says weekly or monthly. Any amount. A penny. If they let you put a penny in there and note what your favorite sweepstakes is. All right, let's get into this. I want to talk about Tua because Ryan Clark talked about Tua and Pat McAfee had to talk about Ryan Clark for talking about Tua. Let's see what they all said, right? So Clark was talking about Tua's work ethic and basically just called his ass fat. Like, I ain't no other way I could dance around it, right? Talking about the preseason game that we saw him play in against Houston, 5-for-7, 61 yards, interception. Who knows? Who cares? You know what they say about the preseason? They all mean something, but they don't count. whatever that means. Mark Schlereth, I give credit to saying that. So here's the statement that got him into a little bit of hot water. He said, I'm going to tell you what he wasn't doing. He wasn't in the gym. I'll bet you that. He might have spent a lot of time in the tattoo parlor. Damn shot. He was not at the dinner table eating what the nutritionist had advised. He looks happy. He is thick. He's built like a girl working at Onyx Gentlemen's Club in Atlanta, right? On the bottom. Damn. Oh, man. We're going to talk about it. I ain't going to give y'all my judgment on it yet, but that's what he said. So Tua heard those comments, got a little perturbed by those comments, said they were unprofessional. And Clark, Dan Orlowski, and Marcus Spears, all former players themselves, were chuckling at his expense. So Tua, who usually doesn't respond to criticism, how can you respond to criticism when you're Tua? One, you're Mr. Alabama. Then two, you're the Miami Dolphins franchise quarterback. And three, you've been up and down in terms of injury, available, not playing well, not playing so well. Too much coming your way for you to respond to all of them. Oh, but he had time today. He had time for this one. He says, look, he probably knows more about me than I know about myself. So Tua, you could tell his personality already. I ain't trying to go there, dog. But let me just let you know, I saw you try to go there. That was how, you know, that was his first pitch. Then he said, I don't know. Ryan's been out of the league for some time. I don't know. It's a little weird when other people are talking about other people when they're not that person. Just a little weird. My background is that I come from a Samoan family. Respect is everything. But it does get to a point where, hey, a little easy on that, buddy, because I think we're pretty tough-minded people. And if we need to get scrappy, we can get scrappy too, just saying. Woo! Okay. There's some trigger words in there right now if y'all didn't catch them all, and I caught them all. First one was Samoan. And if you from where I'm from, oh man, growing up in the 80s, there used to be these rivalries between Carson and Banning. Now, Banning had all the Samoan kids and Carson had all the black kids. And it wasn't like racial fights. It was just like a fight for supremacy in football. Go back to the 80s, Carson Banning. Before all this now modern day and IMG academies, it was Carson Banning. And it was nothing but black people going against Samoans. And boy, let me just tell you one thing. I don't know the Samoan population numbers. But at a Banning game, woo! Not only are they the largest, but they are the largest. They were gigantic. So I think there was a little bit of like, hey, ask about me if you don't know who I really am and what I represent. Then he talks about respect, et cetera, right? Then he said, look, you got guns, I got guns too. What did they say in that Wu-Tang? We're going to pull out guns to see who's sons who. Like, you know what I mean? My guns are my people. Like, you talking about me, you talking about my people. Respect is everything. Let's tie this together. Ah, I don't think these are fighting words, and I ain't trying to instigate no fight. I'm just letting people know that for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, right? I think Tua knows that as well. So he said, look, I think we all worked hard throughout the offseason. And I'm not someone to talk about myself the entire time, but it takes a lot. I think I wanted to build all this muscle. To some extent, I wanted to be a little lighter. There's a mixture of things that people don't understand, that people don't know about, that are talked about, that go behind the scenes. I'd appreciate it if you kept my name out of your mouth. That's what I'd say. He basically like, you ain't got enough ammunition, evidence, and understanding of my particulars, partner. So what the hell are you talking about, Wolf? And selling them Wolf tickets. Okay, I ain't gave y'all my opinion just yet. Because McAfee had to give his opinion first. He said, all right, Tua, not first to talk about people, but he had to go at him. He had to go at Ryan Clark for a good reason, and he liked it. Now, Ryan Clark, you know, recently said that George Pickens of the Steelers is more talented than Justin Jefferson of the Minnesota Vikings. And I didn't think that was a bad statement at all. People were like, well, Justin Jefferson's more accomplished. Yeah, of course. More talented? Pickens is silly, too. Now, he ain't got the silly results just yet, but he's silly, too. So it's a different conversation. I was with Ryan on that one. Like, hey, since somebody better don't mean, like, you know, I always go to my old one, right? Emmitt Smith had all them numbers and he had all them records and Emmitt Smith had all the championships. And I'll still be like, yeah, he's sick. He insane. And Barry Sanders is better, more talented, whatever. So, I mean, that's a simple, lazy way of saying what I think Ryan Clark was trying to say. Okay, he also got into a little hot water when he was saying that about Brady Quinn. for his take on CJ Stroud. He ain't like that at all. Okay. Now, this is what Pat McAfee summed up. Ryan Clark has now been in the headlines for a couple of different things that have been said about a couple of different players. I think as you climb the ranks of sports media, more people are going to hear what you're going to say. So there's going to be more of a reaction. But here's a couple of times in a couple of weeks where people are getting, I think, genuinely upset at Ryan Clark for what he's saying. And this is the crux of our conversation. We have arrived. All right. Okay, what is Ryan Clark up to? What are people up to when they hear Ryan Clark? And what is going down right now? Okay, I hear what Pat McAfee is saying. And Pat McAfee is basically like, look, I got a larger audience, so that means there's going to be more people that support me, but also more people that criticize me. Absolutely true. We know that to be facts. Okay, but there's also this at play from Ryan Clark's perspective. The more people hear you, the more you say things to be heard. That part. I think in this world right now, we think that clout chasing is just for those at the bottom trying to come up. Nah, it ain't just them. It's for people at the top trying to go higher. It's people in the middle trying to get high, right? It's always another rung on that ladder in terms of you climbing, if you are trying to climb. In your mind, it may not be any more rungs on that ladder. The ladder may be like, yo, you go any higher, your ass gonna fall, dog. Let's just calm down. But you still psychologically are looking for those rungs. Why are you looking for them? Because now in the culture of sports media, in the culture of media at large, what's rewarded is what's bombastic. You know what I mean? It can't be a period at the end of the sentence. It has to be an exclamation point, right? Simple. So we can say all we want, but the rewards are going to shape the culture and the incentives are going to shape the behavior. So as Ryan Clark, one, continues to climb, but two, sees an opportunity. Stephen A. Smith keeps saying he ain't long for being on First Take. Whether that's true or not, whatever. Skip Bayless can't be long for being on Undisputed because he's 71. And I ain't talking about he dying tomorrow. I'm just talking about in 10 years. They just announced the ESPN lineup for the basketball NBA coverage of 10 years from now. They already said Richard Jefferson and them, right? 10 years from now. So Ryan Clark ain't stupid. He looking around. He like, who is competing with me and him? Let me see. All right. I got the pivot, which is popping. What else I got going? NFL Live, which is a staple. All right, what I got up in here? First Take on a routine carousel. Let's go. Now I'm doing Monday Night Countdown. Let's go. There's some opportunities. It could be a new king up in here soon, right? I got all I need. I'm a jack of all these trades. I could be the king of one. Run ESPN, right? So I think that right now he is seizing the moment and the spotlight. It's not just that we're now paying more attention to Ryan Clark. It's not just the fact that Ryan Clark is in more places. Not. Nah. People know Ryan Clark. His conversation, the way he's saying it, is a little different. Compare a quarterback to the strip club girl. A little bit of stretch. Let's go there. I'm trying to be nice. A little bit of stretch. Man, damn. All right. So then going there, then also saying what the guy eats or not. And Tua changed his whole offseason. And everybody knows that. One, he had to go to martial arts training to learn how to fall. Then two, he had to bulk up because, look, he felt he was a little frail. Now, is it all solid gold muscle from James Harrison? I don't think so. I don't think any of us is that. But still, what I think Tua's feeling and why he had to respond wasn't just so much the comments. It was like, damn, dog, you? Didn't you play? Don't you know how it goes? Okay, and that's the forgotten art. And here's the last part of this conversation. Because the big dogs in sports media are non-players at the highest level, the players now are caught in a bind if they want to win. Either A, I keep it respectful, act like I know the grind and say it the way it's supposed to be said. That doesn't end with a lot of exclamation points or extra hot sauce. Or, I'm with Stephen A all the time. I listen to Colin. I heard what Skip said. You know what I mean? Oh, man. Jim Rome over there. And somehow, some way, Dan Patrick don't really do it this way. But Dan does whatever he does. Dan got a whole different animal. But he's a top. Those are the top five guys I say in the sports media. You can see the hot sauce just dripping from all of them. And Ryan Clark starting to eat some of that, right? And now he's starting to spit it out as well. He cooking it up. So that's just what's happening right there. All good, all love. But you're going to start to see a lot of guys take off their pads, right? In the locker room, walk to a studio, grab a microphone, and then sound a lot different than they would or they did when they had those pads on. That's the only thing that I think caught Tua. And it's catching Ryan Clark right now. We know the incentives. We know why he's doing it. We know why he's popping off. We know why these are getting looser and looser. And I know why y'all still listening to me right now. I ain't going there on Ryan Clark. We've had our issues, right? And from his perspective, I guess we still have our issues. From my perspective, I actually am a fan of what he says and does. He works for my guy, Fred Taylor. Tangy! Tangy, like my former teammate, my homie right there. So I got love for Ryan Clark. It's just sometimes he says some stuff and I'll just be like, like Tua. Hey, man, it's about respect, bruh. And it's also about who I'm with. You know who you with? Because they don't sound like they got your back like they should. And if they do, they should tell you, don't go at me like that. That's what Tua's saying. I said it for you, Tua. All love. Okay. So was this just color commentary? What y'all tripping over, Tua? What you talking about, Wiley? Or was it crossing the line, right? And whose side are you on, Team Tua or Team Ryan Clark? I want to see y'all talk that out in those comments, because they could have been seen as unprofessional. Do you think it that way? Or are they just some sensitive ass people out there listening to this stuff right now? And that could be me as well. You know, those Friday Swaggaways is coming up. That's tomorrow. Who gonna win this? Gotta be a Wally's World member on YouTube to get that love, or go to projecttransition.org. Just go there. I think they already got the www dot locked in. You can win VIP experiences. You can win this jersey right here. You can do anything and everything through projecttransition.org. That's my foundation, which is really a fundation. And all we do is we develop that inner power within. Yes, we're dedicated to that. And then we're going to amplify it. Right? No excuses out here in this world. Go help out the community, help out these kids, help out the youth, help yourself out. Support the organization, hit the donate button. Any amount will get you into the sweepstakes to win items. All right, let's get to Stephen A. Smith, who's beefing with Lonzo Ball, and he's beefing with Stephon Diggs, and there's beef everywhere, right? Well, that's what happens when you're a top dog like Stephen A. Smith. He was on fire. And in fire when he claimed that Lonzo Ball, you know who he is, Chicago Bulls star, who hasn't played in a minute, and now it's about to be an hour, it sounds like, when the next time he plays, dealing with some serious knee issues and had difficulty getting up from a seated position. That was the conversation. So Lonzo caught wind of that and said, all right, let me post a video of me sitting in a chair. Didn't getting up doing one-legged squats. Let me just stop down here for all you athletes out there. We all grew up doing the two-legged squats, old school, bar behind the back. And I remember when I went to Mike Boyle. Mike Boyle's like world-renowned trainer, maybe the top trainer. At least he's just got so much respect, so many accolades. Trained Mike Mamula for the combine. Trained many guys, including myself, who destroyed the combine, etc. Insane trainer. I remember I went to him, and I'm used to doing those kind of squats. I used to squat 695 pounds, and I used to bench press 495, right? Always that last five. I could have been 700, 500 easily, but that last five. And I remember going to Mike Boyle, and then the workouts we were doing. This is 1997, y'all. And I hit some single leg squats, and I was like, what the hell is this? I was like, what are you doing? Like one leg, like Lonzo Ball was doing, and one leg kicked out, the other leg touched the bench. And then I realized, and he talked to us, and he broke it down. He's like, dog, when the last time you've been on the field with both legs planted in the position where you can do that? He's like, and if you're in that position, you ain't about to do anything, but go somewhere else. He's like, everything is done on one leg, explode out of it. He had a hockey background, trained a lot of the world-class hockey players, etc. Only reason I bring that up is because Lonzo hit those. And hit them good, too, because I'm like, you got to be strong. Don't believe me? Go and try and do a single leg squat. And then you understand what Lonzo talking about. All right, so he posted that video, and it made, like, Stephen A. Smith's claims look erroneous. Like, you know, kind of weird then. You're like, wait a minute. He may not be playing, which means he's hurt, but then how hurt is he if he's doing them single leg squats? But then Stephen A. caught that too and had to break it down. So his response was, you really gonna sit poolside on a bench and think because you're getting up and sitting down and getting up and sitting down, that makes you healthy? Does that have anything to do with running up and down a damn court for 30, 35 minutes a night? Come on, bro. Come on now. I love Stephen A. for that. Because I love what Lonzo tried to do, but Stephen A. broke it down. Like, bro, don't get me with them smoking mirrors. I remember when I used to get hurt when I was an active player, and then I would go out to eat, right? All right, I'm not playing this week. I got a torn abdominal wall. I had surgery, but I can still go to the Cheesecake Factory with her. All right, I ain't running around. Matter of fact, none of us running around. We going in there. Hey, how you doing, Mr. Wilder? Heal up, brother. Okay, table's right here for you. Hey, beautiful. How you? Nice seeing you again. I'll be like, this is our first date. Shut up. Don't talk. All right, so we sit down. All that good, right? And then I leave. Couple fans come up to you. You know, same old, whatever it may be. But then there's some whispers. You know, some people out there who you read about it, you hear about it. Oh, man. Can't play, but can hang. I am walking around, and I ordered a factory grande burrito with no sour cream. Like, that ain't playing football for 60 minutes and going against Lincoln Kennedy. Come on, y'all, but people do that. And I think Lonzo tried to catch us slipping with that lazy breakdown, and then Stephen A. came through with the hammer. All right, so right now, round one, Stephen A. Smith, right? All right, so then they just kept going back and forth. And then Stephen A. wasn't done. Since he knew he had the choke slam on, he started to taunt the crowd and talk all those people that were supporting Lonzo Ball, he said. And then you got these idiotic trolls all over social media. And of course, you know these websites, the Bleacher Report and others. Oh, he really tore into Stephen A. Don't you have the stats? Don't you know how many games he's missed? Kept going. He said, stop the nonsense, but closed by saying Lonzo wasn't healthy. And then he listed how many games he's missed and what he might end up missing this year. And then put himself in the point of view of a Bulls fan who might ask Lonzo now if he could play. And then he closed by saying, sit your ass down until another time. I'm wishing you luck. Stop it. Just stop it. Okay. That's where that one went. And we got another one too, but that one went there. And Stephen A. is absolutely correct. Now, I know where Lonzo's coming from. Lonzo's coming from the place where you really trying to put a nail in my coffin. It's one, I'm already not playing. I know your job is to talk about why I'm not playing on top of the fact that I'm not playing. But then you go to the point of speculation. So then you get too particular, right? And you say, well, he has troubles getting up and sitting down. And I know how you get sources. You get sources by this. Someone who's closer to something or someone than you knows something. You caught that? Someone or something that is closer to someone or something than you tells you something. I did it again. So the point is, you use that as like, all right, I'm going to go with that. But sometimes it gets too specific, too particular. Lonzo like, I can get up and down a chair easily. I can get up and do single leg squats pretty easy. What I can't do is run up and down that court 30, 35 minutes like you just said, Stephen A. But since you want to call out the chair part, here's the chair part for you. That's all that was. But then Stephen A. talking about Stephon Diggs, he was saying how Stephon Diggs didn't want to be in Buffalo anymore. I have my sources, right? Stephon Diggs has got to be there, but he preferred to be gone because he's lost a level of belief in the Buffalo Bills. Well, Stephon Diggs didn't like that. He said 100% not true. I don't know who the source is, but I thought, nip this shit in the bud already. Rocking with my dogs, Bills Mafia through and through. Okay. Now, these things have something in common, and these things are where we are right now and talking about this. I'm going to give you like this. I'll give you a Wileyism. I'm going to use it another time a little deeper, but I'm going to say it right now. People who talk in absolutes are absolute liars, right? And it's not to say that you are a liar, but whenever you speak in absolutes, you're lying. Because this world ain't absolute. This world ain't perfect. Everything is imperfect. Everything got a butt clause, basically, right? Except if you jump off the Empire State Building, your ass ain't gonna land, even if you land on your butt and live, right? So basically, absolutes make you an absolute liar. So when you start saying something about someone or about their situation, and you speak it and term it in the absolute, you're setting yourself up for failure. That's the rub of this situation. These athletes are sensitive in this sense. They want you to get the story absolutely correct, especially when it's not flattering. And who doesn't? Who ain't raising their hand and say, okay, this didn't go down like I desired. This is not going as planned. Okay, you're acknowledging that. Hey, I'm a big boy. I'm in the public eye. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. You saying what? That ain't it. What if Stephon Diggs just really wants to be in Buffalo, but it's about money? Or it's not about money. It's about opportunities and getting the ball. Or if it's not about money or opportunities, it's about he doesn't see everyone else buying in and wants to go somewhere else. Or it could be as simple as I don't want to live here in Buffalo. I'm not going to lie to y'all. When I played in Buffalo, and it wasn't me because it was my first team. I came from a small school, Columbia, went to Buffalo. I loved all four of my years. But by that fourth year, I understood what everyone was telling me. Get your ass up out of Buffalo. I had a lot of teammates wanting to get out of Buffalo. Why? Market size. Why? Endorsements. Different era back then. You could get them anywhere now. But back then, got to be in the big markets. You know, marquee matchups, games on Monday Night Football. There were so many reasons that guys used to come up to me, and I'm protecting the guilty, be like, dog, when you can, go. Stephon Diggs may be saying, damn, I think we got a cap on where we're going to be. Who knows? But the point is, he knows. And everyone else is speculating. So in those battles, it's kind of interesting to see that go down, right? And whose side are you on in those battles, right? Are you with the athletes, Stephon Diggs? Are you with Lonzo Ball? Like, dog, I hear you. They're not playing, or they may be having some issues, but keep it real or get the real from them, the real deal, right? But it's a trap, man, you know. It's a trap that it's funny that Stephen A., myself, anybody in that business, it's a trap that you want to fall in when you want to be sensational or you wanted to get out there. It's a trap you really want to fall in. Let me break that part down and I'm out. Okay, because you're basically going to live by this rule, and you know it's a faulty rule, but you're going to play this rule. That if there's an ounce of truth to it, then it will justify it all. Like my source said this, you'd be like, oh, that sounds real or that's true. But it ain't all true, but that's true, and you run with it, right? That's a trap you want to fall into. Deal with it. Deal with the commotion. Deal with people trying to untangle you. All that is still engagement, constant conversation, et cetera, et cetera. It's weird. Like, one part of that is real, and you'll run with it like it's all real, right? Kind of like the one drop rule, like when they talk about race and ethnicity, right? One drop. You got a little black in you. All of it's black. One piece of you, one part of you is black. One part of you from the bayou, whatever. All of you is from the bayou. All of you black. That's kind of like that. So it's the one drop rule in terms of coverage and media. And it happens a lot. A lot of people get suckered in by that. Like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And make that lazy assumption. Don't cross that bridge, because that's a bridge that, frankly, a lot of people lay down for you to cross unnecessarily. So you think Stephen A. made up both reports? I don't think that. I just think it took the one drop rule and said, you black. Or do you believe he truly did have sources like he said? I do believe in those sources. The sources don't give you the whole experience because, frankly, the person is the only one that can give you that whole experience. Let's battle that out in the comments. On Friday, Swaggerway Eve. You imagine. It's Swaggerway Eve, baby. What you doing tomorrow? Gonna win this book, honey? Shut your ass up. All right, this is Marcellus Wiley. Never shut up. Excuse me, very. I love doing this show. I be burping all the time. Or you can log on to projecttransition.org. See, I ain't old no more. Get this jersey. Any of our VIP experiences. We have Monster Jam experience, VIP this weekend. We have LL Cool J coming up in a week. We have all of these items. We have a foundation. That is a foundation, man. And I see the support you guys are giving. Keep giving. Things will never be the same again. Whew. Let me get into this. Speaking of that, Shannon Sharp said, I keep forgetting. Things will never be the same. Woo! He on the move. Colin Cowherd's The Volume. Stephen A. Smith, First Take. Voila. Wow. Yeah, take that, mother. Take this, mother. Everyone was waiting on Shannon Sharp to officially announce it, though. We got caught slipping over here, too. We were like, yo, he going to First Take. They were like, hold up. Wait. We got some things on this contract. Got to sign. I was like, all right, fine. Sign it. I know it's going down because I know all y'all. So it went down. Thank God it went down. Then he also, I ain't see this one coming. Can't lie. He told me, he was like, look, I'm going to weigh out all my options. I ain't think you're going to weigh out this option. And I'm going to tell y'all why at the end. Okay, so now he partnered with Colin Cowherd's digital media company, The Volume, which Colin Cowherd founded. And then he announced he's officially, of course, joining Stephen A. So let's talk about this, because in his exit from Undisputed, from FS1, he took his Club Shay Shay podcast with him. And interestingly enough, now bringing it to The Volume, which is a company founded by Fox Sports' most popular personality outside of Skip, him and Skip, first day ones there, and The Volume. That's sticky. I'm going to tell y'all why it's sticky. So let me get the little beats out first, because this is a sensitive subject. I have great news for you. I've decided to bring Club Shay Shay over and partner with you. When we first started, you said, hey, give me an opportunity, hear what everybody else has to say, and I listen to everybody. But I felt The Volume was the best place for me. That's a conversation that he had for us all to consume with Colin Cowherd, right? Okay, so Shannon's company, Shay Shay Media, will jointly produce new content with Colin Cowherd's network. And we know Shay Shay is popping. It won 1.25 million YouTube subscribers, more than 15 million views per month. Dope. We got five and a half views a month. You know, Club Shay Shay? Anybody just go Club Shay Shay? Let me stop. We're getting there, though. The thing that really sold me was the partnership, he says. Throughout this process, everybody that was involved with The Volume always said, we're a partnership. We're going to build you. And so now that we're partners, we're in business together, let's do great things. Now, the partnership validates Cowherd's gamble to create his own company outside the Fox Sports orbit. This is a huge day for Cowherd, said a source. All right. Did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear that? It said, for him to build his own company outside the Fox Sports orbit. And he is building it inside those walls. Woo! Let's talk about why this is a huge day for Colin first. He has a lineup at The Volume now that includes himself. That would be enough. Then he got Richard Sherman, Draymond Green. Shout out to Draymond Green. He was eating last night. The wife said, she said hello to you. My best to you, brother. And now Shannon Sharp. Woo! That part. And he gets to compete against Fox while working for Fox as being a commercial as the competition, The Volume. Y'all catch that? He literally works there. And it's sticky, y'all. It's sticky. It is sticky. Watch. Okay, give it to you like this. Watch First Take. And then watch how many banner ads you see for the Stephen A. Smith show. Now watch Colin Cowherd's show and see how many banner ads you see for The Volume. Unless things changed yesterday, I ain't seen a nine. You ain't seen none. You don't see no banners about me? None. You know why? Because there's Crips and Bloods with this Volume thing. So this is how it goes. Colin was day one with Skip Bayless, right? Then all of a sudden, Colin's like, yo, I'm going to start my own network. I'm Colin Cowherd. You better recognize. And he should, right? But the thing is, he started it, as I heard sources say, well, not every box checked off. To the point where Fox was like, dog. Remember they had a little issue? I don't know when that was. It felt like 2-3 years ago. It was a little issue. Like, and then all the reports of him going back to ESPN, et cetera, that came from, hey, bruh, you starting up a competition network. Why you work for our network? And remember when Fox Audio started a couple of years ago, that's when Club Shay Shay and all this stuff started popping off. Skip got his show, Nick Wright, et cetera, right? I'm trying to help y'all out. So then it was like, well, what are we going to do? Now, if you Fox, you ain't losing Colin Cowherd. I don't give a damn what he does. You know what I'm saying? You tell somebody, hey, dog, come over. Hey, take off your shoes. You ain't going to take off your shoes? You realize who they are. They're an investor in your new company, right? You're like, okay, well, you can put that in the sink. Oh, you ain't going to put that in the sink? Oh, okay. You're just trying to get the deal done. Fox was like, we ain't losing no damn Colin Cowherd. And he was just violating, right? So long story short, he was allowed to obviously continue his efforts with The Volume, but he can't promote it here like that. Now, he's supported because he got an iHeart premiere deal, his radio part, and then they put it on TV for Fox, and then they have it out there and broadcast, right? and Colin played it perfectly. Now, no, I can't say perfectly because he can't advertise for it. But he's the walking advertisement. And he uses clips from the volume, and you have to give credit for clips. So therefore, that's how he sneaks the volume in on his show. Isn't that crazy? Gangster, right? They're not like a major beef or anything like that. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying there was contention. Like, yo, you are actually promoting the competition while working for us? And you are the competition? That's how that went down. Huge day for Colin. You get Shannon Sharp. You get another built-in. I don't know how they're going to play this, though. 1.25 million subscribers on Shannon's channel. How does that go to the volume? Because the volume has it all under their hub. Y'all tell me in the comments how that's going to play, you think. I just got to see it. But hey, it's a huge day for Colin. Let's just get that straight. You over there banging on your... He won. All right, here we go. Now, this is a huge, huge day for new media, independent space. People out there doing what I'm doing, et cetera, right? Because he's highlighting the hybrid model. I see there's a couple models. There's a full independent model. There's a hybrid model, right? For me, I didn't go to hybrid model because it involved travel or a schedule that I didn't want to sign up for. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Y'all think I don't like travel? Y'all wrong. I hate traveling. I'm gonna ask my wife. Hate traveling. Why? I just want to be around my itty bitties. I just want to be staying still. I want to have stability. I know. I'm still in those earning power years where I need to go out there and chase the money. Max Kellerman and I had this conversation to the fullest when he went the First Take. We had jobs on the line. I had two jobs in New York if I would have left with Max. Really, big jobs. And I was like, dog, I can't go back to New York. I already went to school there, man. I played in Buffalo. I'm an LA dude through and through. And I made that choice. But I never wanted to go to New York. That's how that goes, right? And then when they offered me that New York situation, if first things first, we're in LA, see ya, hybrid model. But they weren't. They were close, but they didn't get here. They stayed in New York. And that's why that's the best show right now. And that's why I'm not going all the way to New York just to be on the best show, even though it was tempting. Okay. So independent space, hybrid model, we see it. Have your First Take, commercial, commercial, commercial for what? Now the banner ad's gonna go Stephen A. Smith Show, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Then it's gonna go Club Shay Shay, the volume, I'm assuming, right? That's what I think is gonna happen. So huge commercial, because First Take is 3X, 4X of Undisputed. Typically 3X, 2.5, 3X, sometimes 4 though. So that's where they are. All right, so then you gotta love that. The hybrid model is the best model, I would say, for Shannon Sharp easily, because we wanted Shannon Sharp just in full, but we were realizing he had something too good independently to just go full back on commercial mainstream media. He had to figure out how to land one plane and let another one take off. Now, Club Shay Shay been in the air, but you got to navigate that experience while you also landing your commercial media experience. So I get the hybrid model trying to do that. Is that how you do it? Something like that. All right. Now, this is also a huge, huge day for Shannon Sharp. Let's talk about that, because Shannon Sharp is in the building. And why is he winning? Because he now has partnership ownership. Here's the thing that was amazing about working at Fox Sports, I'm sure, for Shannon. Look how much a bump he got. Day one, Shannon Sharp walking in there, even though he had a decorated history of being on CBS, etc. Day one, Shannon to now is a whole different momentum, a whole different energy, right? So you got to thank FS1, thank Skip Bayless, thank yourself for all the great content, platform, and opportunity. But here's the thing, Shannon Sharp also got to realize. It's a huge day for him because he created something in the independent space that he didn't have at first. Fox had their hands in that. And that's why he mentioned partnership 4 times in a 2-sentence press release. Because now he got a partner. Colin ain't grabbing Club Shay Shay and say, I got it like Fox had it. Nope. And that's why Club Shay Shay, Shannon Sharp is doing better. When he was at Fox, he was getting big checks, $4 million, whatever that world. And then that's it. What do you mean that's it? Yeah, what about legacy? What about others in my family? What can I give away? What equity do I have? What do you mean? We paid you $4 million. Shut your mouth, go on. And so now Shannon has the independent space partnership with the volume, which is equity. Why you think Colin started the volume? He needed something that was gonna outlive him. When you do TV, linear cable, et cetera, you get a huge check. I love that check. Where that check at? But at the same time, when you done, oh, the check is done too. No equity, nothing. The volume, equity Colin. The volume, equity Shannon Sharp. Club Shay Shay, equity Shannon Sharp. I don't know the partnership details, so don't know what Colin gets from that. But the point is, when you're done working, it's still working for you. And that's the independent space and the hybrid model for Club Shay Shay. All right. Love it, love it, love it. So we're going to sum it all up how we got here for Shannon Sharp. Salute, big dog. Ah, here's my HD, my hypothetical detective, but usually he ain't wrong. Skip and Shannon got fed up with each other, but it's never 50-50. Somebody's always 51 or more percent of it, right? So I think Shannon got tired of Skip disrespecting him. Went upstairs too many times saying, yo, y'all ain't gonna hold this dude accountable. He keeps stepping over the line, habitual line stepper. Finally, Skip was like, look, man, stop. It ain't that serious. Come on, man. Like, all right, well, if it is that serious and you're in your feelings like that, well, then maybe we shouldn't do this again. Maybe we should just let this go. And then, you know, Skip got the ear of the upper management as well. And they like, well, I told y'all a long time ago, the one thing they don't like at Fox is y'all don't like each other. That's it. We're going to be gone. All right. So y'all don't like each other. All right. So I know that situation firsthand, right? I like Acho. Acho didn't like me as much as I like Acho, but that's okay. I still like Acho. So that's, remember, go back, Chris Carter, Nick Wright. It's a whole history of people like, when y'all don't like each other, which one of y'all we gonna have to talk through, right? For me, they were talking to me, like, Marcellus, be nicer or something. I'm like, what? I am nice. Then they wanted to be softer on the show. I said, I don't want to do that. Then we start talking different. Same thing, I think, happened with Shannon Sharp. All right, Skip and you guys got issues. We talked to Skip. We talking to you. What you want to do? I think Shannon was like, I got that Club Shay Shay that y'all got with me or y'all got on me. Can I get that? And if we get that, then I can go somewhere and do what I got to do and get away from this dude who, one, got me up way too early in the morning to be going through this BS, right? I think that's how they got there, right? So then that's why you got a buyout. That's why you got, okay, just after the NBA Finals, bye-bye. Like, that was so abrupt. You know why it was abrupt? Because they were like, all right, there's a way we could do this. We'll give you some money. You go away and you get Club Shay Shay. And that's it. What do we get? Skip happy and Skip getting to do what he want to do. And we're going to reinvent this since y'all ain't really feeling each other no more, whatever that means. That's how the game goes. Y'all can argue all you want. Too many. One, my experience is my expertise. But two, there's too many other situations where that's happened. So tell me this. Do you like the move? And is the volume the best place for Shannon Sharp? And where he should have taken Club Shay Shay if it wasn't to the volume. If not, oh, man, I don't know where else he could have taken it. Really, to that level, you know, Peyton Manning and those guys over there, they over there killing it too. But they got a connection with ESPN. That's interesting, huh? He didn't go to Omaha. And then Omaha is linked to ESPN, and he's doing First Take on ESPN. That means that Shannon knows how much Colin deeply respects him, and I think that's genuine. So tell me in the comments, y'all like it? What y'all thinking? It's going to be going down. Stephen A., Shannon, ding, 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 ding. Volume, creating more shows, more talent. Love it all for him, man. Let's talk to it in those comments. Over here looking at these comments, can't believe y'all funking them up like this. But first, got to hook you up. It's Friday Swagaway Eve, as they say in these streets. Somebody's going to win this tomorrow by being a Wiley's World member on YouTube. And somebody's going to win this soon. I don't know when, but this is just one of the items I got. Man, my foundation is such a foundation. Log on to projecttransition.org to join the fund and to help support the foundation, which supports the community and you in particular. We develop that inner power within and then we amplify it. So no excuses. No circumstances are greater than us, etc., etc., man. Look forward to all of that and more. Support the foundation, brother, sister. Now let's funk up some comments. Reggie Bush suing the NCAA. Woo! Even in settlement, that sounds like a lot of money. I hope Reggie Bush wins this. The NCAA did him wrong and needs to rectify this situation. Yeah and no. They did him wrong, but he also did something wrong. But what they accusing him of doing wrong, they were wrong in doing. So, Reggie, get your money, damn it. All right, can't do the time, don't do the crime. You don't get to determine when punishment should be over. Yeah, that's true. You don't get to determine it, but it's always, or at least, let me not say it. I wish I could say always. It should be in respect to the crime. and it should be in alignment to the actual crime. And this one is not aligned properly, and time served, damn it. As they say, this was a nonviolent crime. Let the man out. All right, no, NCAA will not give Reggie his trophy back because it sets a dangerous precedence of student athletes participating as a professional. Well, I think NIL does too. Oh, well, we passed that point. Once you start giving these kids money, they are pros, man. You can use all the synonyms you want. Just say pro. Damn it, mini pro, itty bitty pro. I don't care. They pros, man. Dog, Caleb Williams makes seven figures. Caleb Williams still live in a dorm. No, I know he don't. No, he don't. No, he don't. I ain't going to say where he lives, but it ain't a dorm. You're right. So, yeah, pro. Sucker, they over there winning, man. He got endorsements from Aloe and everything. Y'all better stop playing with me. All right. So, Pete Carroll revisits the Super Bowl 49 ending. Oh, yeah. And I either misspoke or just was kept talking about fourth down. Four downs. Fourth down, it not when it happened. It happened on second down. Just want to clarify that because y'all clarified it for me. But I need to say it. The criticism all loud and the apology is silent. No, the apologies are loud on this show. So I apologize for misleading you guys. It was second down. Russell Wilson just botched the play. That's it. Who threw the ball? Come on, Frank A. Member. You better than that. I could throw the perfect, well, it ain't perfect. I could throw a damn great pass. And guess what? You can make a greater play on it. But y'all know, the reason I stopped myself saying it wasn't perfect, because I tell my itty bitties all the time when I'm coaching. I say, what's the perfect pass? And you know what? They didn't know it at first. Now they do. I say, what's the perfect pass? And little Levi, my little dog right there, he'll say, the pass they can't drop. The perfect pass is the one they can't drop. And now I'm going to add to it, the one they can't pick off either, damn it, Levi. Throw it right to him. All right, here we go. As a Seahawks fan, that was the most devastating moment in Super Bowl history. You ain't got to be a Seahawks fan to say that. Everybody knew they should have given it to Beast Mode. He and the team had all of the energy and momentum to crush the Patriots defense. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If was a fifth. That was easily the worst play call in sports history. 1 yard line, second and one, 26 seconds on the clock with one timeout. Damn. I know it's true, but what if that's just the greatest defensive play ever and the timing of it's perfect? Just saying. Okay, here we go. Shakari. Y'all trying to correct me on how to say her name. Is Shakari or Shakari? I see two R's. I ain't never said care. It's double R's up in here. She got Rolls Royce in her name. You want me to say Shakari? All right. I say whatever she want. Keep winning, and I'll call you champ, too. Shakari Richardson comeback. Glad to see Shakari getting back on track. For a minute, she was on the Real Woman of Track drama series. Yep, her and my wife. Dropped the outfits, gained the chip. Love it. For real. Dog, Frank A. said that. Hey, I hate to be simple and lazy, but sometimes it is as simple as stop doing all that extra shit. You know what I mean? Like, it really is. I mean, you know why? Because extra stuff is like this. You got a mountain to climb in life. Everybody does, right? Why fill your backpack up with non-essentials? At the beginning of the climb, it's going to be like nothing. You got a 50-pound backpack at the beginning. You're like, well, you over there dancing. You got the AirPods on. You doing this. Mile two, mile three, altitude start creasing. Elevation starts spiking. You start going like this. Then you know the first thing you should do? Drop that dead-ass weight. What you don't need, leave behind. And good for her for having the maturity at 23. Look, she got slapped in the face so hard so many times, it beat it out of her, basically. But still, some people still fight that stubbornly to their own fault, to their own demise. She didn't. Good for her. But that was dead weight, all that stuff. Come on, man. Win. If you win, you can dictate terms. Like I said yesterday, you win, you can act any way you want, do whatever you want, because that's a winning formula. You don't win, narrow that shit down. Favorite part of the race? The end of the race. Her jubilation as she crossed the finish line. Her reactions playing it out in real time to what she just pulled off. The look of shock, awe, wonder, and joy. The love and respect she got from Jamaica's track superstars. NBC announcers calling the race. It doesn't get better than that. Congrats to Shakari. Yeah, for real. She did it like, what? Because, I mean, she qualified for the finals on time, which is, if you know track, you're like, oh, I'm in? And then you're in lane nine, but in the 100, lane nine ain't nothing. Matter of fact, the 400 world record is from lane 9 or lane 8, way out there, dude from Africa. So sometimes it's to your benefit to be way out there. and thought to be out. So, et cetera. Go ahead, Sha'Carri. Good for you. I can't lie, and I'm a little ashamed. I was one who was so mad at her, I just wrote her off, SMH. Especially when she came back and was flaming out. Typical fanish, right? LOL. That said, couldn't be happier for her. Nobody saw this coming, not just in the finals, but for this meet. This was a game changer for her entire professional career. No matter what happens moving forward, she will always be a world champ. Bravo. Yeah. Salute. I didn't write her off because it's not a point of writing her off. For criticizing someone in a moment, that's the problem. That's the rampant problem right now, parents especially. Since you criticize someone in a moment, don't mean you don't think they got a better moment in front of them. Matter of fact, the reason you're criticizing them is to reverse their course so they can get to those better moments faster. And I just had a conversation with one of my boys about his son. And I'm like, you know, I'm in disagreement with what he's doing, but it's your son and your family. But I'm like, what? Hell no. But part of it is people are scared to like, hell no, you ain't doing that. Because it seems like you're just going to cut off their nose and cut off their opportunities or write them off. I ain't writing you off. I'm just saying you ain't going that way. Like, I'm the parent. Until you 18 or out this house or show me that you are that responsible, you won't have enough perspective at your age to tell me that. Sha'Carri, I didn't write her off. You didn't. Well, you wrote her off. You shouldn't have. You should just say, hey, calm down. Relax. Heal from your mother's death. Whatever you got going on in this weed, smoking, it's an addiction because it's messing with your money. I'm not saying you smoke all day, every day, even though there are reports that said you did. Who cares? Point is, it's messing with your money, so calm it down. And also, the antics, like this whole, like, it does matter. Because those antics you think is actually helping you run. Run! And then you don't even got to do the antics. And if you want to, who cares? Because you took care of the business first. As Coach always said, don't come to practice on the red carpet. What that means is everything else outside of what you're here to do is secondary. You're here to run track, here to run 100, here to run a 200. Please don't tell me about nothing else. And we know what the everything else was for her. I'm so proud of her for being mature enough to address that, correct that, and now be on the course to do that. The Olympics is coming up, y'all. We're going to see what's happening there because that's going to be fun to see. All right, y'all. Y'all know how we finish every show. We finish it with a Wiley-ism. Yeah. Woo. Attack a man's weakness if you want to beat him. Attack a man's strength if you want to break him. Woo. I tell my itty-bitties all the time. Now, this week especially, we got our practice tonight for basketball, our championship game on Saturday. Just letting y'all know that Phil Belichick over here be coaching in some championship games. This is my fourth straight championship game in basketball and football. Fourth or fifth. I'm in there, bro. I ain't won them all, though. But point is, I'm always in the chip, baby. You ride with me, we're going to be in them chips. Oh, man. But I'm going to tell my itty-bitties today. Two things. One, we want to do it big on Saturday, right? It's all the small things to do it big, right? And the second thing is, have your plan B. I already told them last weekend. I know they forgot they only ate. Have a plan B. You want to know why? For this statement right here. When you go against somebody who could go with you, you know what he's trying to do? He's trying to break you. He ain't just trying to beat you. He's trying to break you. And you know how he knows how to break you? The thing you do best, he's going to try and take that away. Watch playoff basketball. Watch playoff football. First thing that happens in the chess match, the philosophy game, is take away their strength. And if we take away their strength, it ain't like they can't do something else. It's that they're going to do something else broken. Y'all catch this? This is game, y'all. So when you're going against somebody, you know what you better in your mind have it already sequenced. Strength to weaknesses. And start at the top. Try and get that strength, okay? That's what happens when you're pass rushing. I know I got a deadly rip move, but I better not come out and lead with it. You know what I'm saying? That's my strength. He's trying to take away the rip move, so I ain't going to give it to him on first down, 15 minutes to go, first quarter on the 20-yard line when I played. Hell no, you ain't getting it there. You ain't going to break me. What if I do my rip move and you just slap? I'm broke. Right. I ain't got another move. That's my best move. That's my best move, coach. So here's the thing. And anything that you're planning out there, anything that you're trying to attack, make sure you know the strengths to the weaknesses and then go at it. It's cool to go beat somebody at their weakness, but they're going to be in their head psychologically thinking, I ain't that good at that anyway. That's my weakness. You better beat me at that, but you want to impress me? Break me, homie. Break one of my strengths. So always remember, list it out and list yourself out too. Know what you're good at and know what you need to work on. Stop playing. And then attack a man's weakness if you want to beat him. Attack a man's strength if you want to break him.
All right, y'all. That'll do it for More To It. Check the show notes for all the information on our topics today. Today! Want to keep the conversation going? Let's talk. Find me on all socials at Marcellus Wiley. More To It is a production of Dan Patrick Productions, That Dude Entertainment, and Workhouse Media. The show is executive produced by Dan Patrick, Marcellus Wiley, Paul Anderson, and Nick Pinella. Thanks for all the love, ratings, and subscriptions, and reviews, membership to Wiley's World on YouTube. Keep it coming, because there's more coming for More To It. Talk to y'all hella soon.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.